This is Triple H 100.1 FM. Good afternoon and welcome to Rotary Matters. My name's Ian Stewart and it's really good to be with you again on this beautiful early autumn day. Now, the idea of our programme, Rotary Matters, is to put the spotlight onto some of the many worthy causes, the projects and the people who make up Rotary. Now, as part of their programme of engagement with the local community, a number of Rotary clubs present what's called vocational awards to recognise people in the community who are making an outstanding contribution. One such award is called the Pride of Workmanship Award, and today we meet a recent recipient of such an award granted by the Rotary Club of St Ives on Sydney's Upper North Shore. Her name is Gemma Voloshchuk, who founded an enterprising small business which is called Shed 11. Gemma has a background in fine arts and furniture restoration, and she works with professional interior decorators and stylists. Gemma is an artist, a chef, a financial planner, a mother, and the inspiration for transforming old furniture and saving useful items from landfill and turning them into items of beauty. I was keen to learn more about Gemma, Shed 11 and her Pride of Workmanship Award, and I spoke recently with Gemma on Zoom. Gemma, give us an idea, if you would, what exactly is Shed 11, where is it, and what do you do, and where did the idea come from?
Absolutely. So Shed 11 is an upcycling studio, and I run it from my home in St Ives. I primarily work with furniture, and I also do quite a bit of creative reuse, where I save resources from landfill and turn them into something else. So Shed 11 has organically grown over the years to really become two arms. I've got one side, which is my business side, and I do a lot of commissions for people. So people bring me furniture that they usually already own and they want it upcycled, so changed, to suit their modern home. And I work with the public, I work with interior designers and businesses and local government doing things for them. Then I also, Shed 11 has developed a social enterprise arm where I do community projects for people for no payment. Over the years, I've done things for local public schools, community preschools, the Cerebral Palsy Alliance, and another women's shelter in northern Sydney called Erin's Place, and the latest project for the Hornsby-Ku-ring-gai Women's Shelter.
So just to understand it, if I've got an old chest of drawers, example, a bit of brown furniture, and I moved into a modern white apartment, would I bring it to you to be upcycled into something that would suit that environment, or do I give it to you for you to then donate it to somebody else?
No, so yes, exactly the first option. So that's what I have a lot of people who move into more modern places, or they want to update their interiors and they have brown furniture that's too heavy, doesn't suit anymore, but is good quality or often has sentimental value. So things that may have been owned by other generations, and they want to incorporate it and keep it incorporated into their modern interior. So yes, I do work for people doing that. So with the social enterprise arm, so if I'm searching for something, I will ask for donations of specific items that people might have something that they're thinking they want to get rid of and they don't know, they don't want to put it out for council pickup, and I might need something, and so I'll put a call out, and if it's suitable, then they can donate it.
So how do you put that call out, Jen?
I utilise Facebook. Uh-huh. So Facebook is wonderful for this. Lots of the local community pages, people are very active on it, and on my own Facebook page, but generally the community pages.
Okay. So my bit of brown furniture, my chest of drawers, I know it needs restaining, It needs a bit of repairing as well. Some of the handles aren't working too well, and the runners are a bit sticky. Would you tackle that, or is it just more sort of decorating?
Small repairs, but it's generally focused on aesthetics. So I often will send people to the men's shed organisation to just ask and see if there's anybody there that knows how to fix a particular problem that may be beyond my scope. I can do simple repairs, but I'm not a carpenter. I'm not a cabinet maker. So yeah, there are certain things that are beyond me. Yeah.
But nonetheless, a very valuable service. And as you said earlier on, it prevents stuff going into landfill or being picked up by the council and just dumped in the tip. So you mentioned some of the beneficiaries of your work, Cerebral Palsy Alliance, for example, in Erin's place. The women's shelter in Hornsby Ferringi, I understand, was a recipient of your good work. What were their needs, Jem?
Often, as you would imagine, I've got a little bit of a local reputation, and I often get people offering me items. And I had done a project for Erin's place a couple of years ago through these other, there's two other local women in West Pymble who run a social enterprise called Design for Hope. And they go into women's shelters and they organise full-scale renovations. So they were doing this Erin's place, and throughout my connection with them, they asked me to source and upcycle a few items for that particular women's shelter. So I did that, and I saw the extraordinary difference that they made at Erin's place. So it turned it from a very institutional, rundown property into a very welcoming, warm, beautiful environment for women and children. And they did that using a trauma-informed interior design principles, which is all about colours and shapes, and it goes much further, you know, than I took it at Hornsby Ferringi, but it's all about the surfaces that you put in a home and furniture placement, that sort of thing. But I took away from it the colours and the shapes side of things. And I'd also been noticing a growing frustration on my local Facebook community pages within the community from people who wanted to donate their items to somewhere like a women's shelter, but they didn't know how. They didn't know how to get it from them to the women's shelter, because as you'd imagine, the women's shelter, they're pretty under-resourced and don't necessarily have the capacity to deal with all of these offers of donated items. So I thought I'd put myself as a bridge between the public and the women's shelter as a way to save more items of furniture than I was able to do as one woman. So being just one woman in my little garage, saving one piece of furniture at a time, and seeing the massive problem of furniture waste and community wanting to donate to not-for-profits, but not-for-profits not necessarily being able to take the items in their current state, I put together a project called Paint to Donate Australia, which I launched this year. And what that was is I reached out to the network of Australian upcyclers that I have through my involvement with Annie Sloan Interiors in the UK, who is my paint distributor. She has stockists all throughout Australia. So I thought, I approached Annie Sloan Australia and suggested this idea that in July, each stockist would rescue items of furniture from landfill, upcycle it using trauma-informed design principles, and then donate it to a local not-for-profit. So across Australia last July, a number of stockers did that, and they all chose a local not-for-profit that meant something to them. My choice was the Hornsby Coringo Women's Shelter. I chose them because they're local. I wanted to keep it very local. I came out of COVID acutely aware of my own privilege and the fact that I have at present a safety net and that a lot of people don't. And I'm a woman and I have a daughter and I just wanted to help.
So we'll be rejoining that conversation with Gemma Vlosichuk shortly. Hey, welcome back to Rotary Matters. Time now is 20 minutes past 3 on Friday afternoon. Look, in this program we profile some of the good work, the people and the projects that make up a Rotary. And today we're going to continue the conversation I began a little while ago with Gemma Vlosichuk, who's founded Shed 11, a small enterprise upcycling unwanted furniture and putting it all to very, very good use. Now, a beneficiary of Gemma's work is the Hornsby Coringai Women's Shelter, a vital community resource, but which lacked some of the basic furniture and equipment to make it homely and welcoming, particularly for traumatised women. We're now going to find out how Gemma's expertise was able to help in this project.
So I approached the shelter and I was lucky enough to meet people who welcomed me into the shelter to come and have a look around and see exactly what items they needed. And once I had a list of items that they needed, I put out a call out on our local Facebook groups for specific items. And I was within, I think it was 10 days, I had enough items to fill the shelter, basically. And I also had a group of 40 local women who put up their hand to help me upcycle the items. What I did, so throughout July, I held working bees at my home where a number of women came and helped me upcycle using trauma-informed design principles. And what we did is we used colour, but soft, gentle colour. And we used, I'm an artist, so we brought elements of art into the work, into the pieces, just to elevate the look of them. And we used a lot of rounded shapes, so a lot of circles, a lot of wavy lines. Some of the furniture had metal components, and metal can be triggering, so we painted them out in softer colours. We also did artwork for all the rooms, so people donated old art prints and canvases that we painted over. People donated plant pots that we also painted to bring colour to outdoors. Ended up having Coringai Council did a workshop with me, so they did a council team building day where they came and helped me upcycle the canvases for the walls. And then it kept growing. So I did the plant pots, and then I remembered another local social enterprise called Plant Rescue Coringai, and they rescue plants from people who are digging up gardens or knocking down houses to rebuild, and then they donate those plants where they're needed. And they donated plants to fill the pots. And then they came in and they did an upgrade of the whole garden out the back. So it was just, it was quite overwhelming, the amount of community support that the project attracted. It was just wonderful. It really changed me, actually. I came out of it just feeling very, very uplifted and motivated to keep doing it.
Well, Gemma, what a wonderful story. And as you point out, there is goodwill in the community. There are people who want to help, but don't necessarily know how best to do it. You've been able to channel some of that aspiration and energy through the work that you're doing at Shed 11, and what a difference you have made to the women's shelter at Winsford, Ferengi. So, Jenna, what next for you? I mean, have you got other other premises in mind that you want to tackle, other projects, and what's the future?
Absolutely. It's really ignited the passion to further this work. So Paint to Donate Australia will be an annual event. So each July I will choose another not-for-profit to help. There's talk of launching Paint to Donate in the UK, the US and Canada, again through Annie Sloan. So there's that side of it. But locally, I'm really interested in exploring the possibility of opening a reuse centre for Ferengi. I'm not sure exactly how that would work yet, but I'd love to explore that option. There are a couple of not-for-profits in Sydney. There's a place called ReLove and a place called The Bower. And they both have programs that help people set up homes. So people in need, people once they leave places like the women's shelter and go on to set up a home, or refugees, anyone in need. And until now, they've been taking donations that are in good condition. So that still leaves that, there's still that hole. There's the furniture that isn't in fabulous condition, but not quite ready for council pickup, but are going to council pickup because the charities just can't use them, because obviously they want to take things in good condition for the dignity of the people receiving them. So I think there's an opportunity there to upcycle for charities like that. I've been speaking with someone in the UK who runs an upcycling centre for 13 Group, which is a social housing group who have a dedicated upcycling centre doing exactly that. So I really think there's an opportunity in Sydney to do that, and to have it in the Ferengi area would just be amazing. I'd love to do something like that.
So, Gemma, what would a reuse centre actually look like? Are we talking about a physical building dedicated to this purpose?
Yes, that would be my ultimate dream, to have a dedicated building where within, we'd have to, it's a pipe dream at the moment, but it would be somewhere that items can be donated to be upcycled for not-for-profits. I'd love it to be an education centre as well, where community members could come and learn the skill themselves or help upcycle for not-for-profits. And even, you know, exploring partnerships with a not-for-profit like ReLove or The Bower. Just that's the side of it I haven't quite nutted out yet, but that's what's on my mind. That's what I'm dreaming of.
Wasn't it interesting at Ferengi Council, took some of their staff and spent a day with you as part of a team building program?
I've got a very good relationship with Ferengi Council. They've subsidised some creative reuse workshops. I've done a number of workshops for them. I actually this year was incredibly named the Ferengi Environmental Citizen of the Year at the Australia Day ceremony. So it's absolutely something I'd love to explore with the council. They are building a designated sustainability centre up at the Wildflower Gardens, but that's going to take a bit of time, as you'd imagine. But so I'll definitely explore that with them.
So we've been talking with Gemma Vlaschuk from Shed 11, and what a great story it is. And before I let you go, Gemma, just take us back to Paint to Donate Australia. How does that work? I mean, I've got old paint cans which are half full, which I'm never going to use. Do you want that, or are you looking for unused, unopened cans?
No. So Paint to Donate Australia, I use a specialist paint called Chalk Paint, which is designed for decorative painting, for furniture, and it can be used on pretty much any surface. So we used it on the pots, we used it on metal, we used it on the canvases, fabrics. But if you do have leftover paint, there is another place called Circle Reuse, who I think they're based in the Inner West somewhere, but they collect and recycle paints. So there you go.
But in the case of the chalk paint that you need, you acquire it from Annie Sloan Paints.
I do. I buy it. So I'm a stockist of Annie Sloan Paint.
Right.
Meaning I sell it, but that's not the core of my business. That's sort of a bit of a side thing. But I use Annie Sloan Paint. So Rotary this year, I've always funded my own projects by just using my own paint and my own time, and it's all, you know, it's been perfectly fine. But because this was such a big project and I knew it was going to take more resources than I really earn, I approached Rotary last year to see if they would be interested in supporting Paint to Donate Australia and the women's shelter. And I approached them. My dad is a long-term Rotarian. I'd watched him be involved in the most extraordinary projects and knew that Rotary supported things like this. And I had a connection through the business with one of the members of the St. Ives Rotary Club. Now, she's very, very supportive of me and my business. So I approached her last year and they very, very kindly agreed to back the project financially. So they helped me by giving me the funds to buy the paint for the women's shelter. Yeah.
Okay, I think we may be talking about Di Barnes.
Oh, we're talking about Di Barnes.
Yes.
Lovely Di.
I know Di very well. And your father was a Rotarian?
Yes. He still is in Lane Cove. Yes.
Excellent. So there's a lovely tie-in with Rotary. Gemma, thank you very, very much for your time to explain.
Pleasure.
It's a terrific project and it surprises me not at all that you've been given a Pride of Workmanship award, or that the council awarded you as the Environmental Citizen of the Year. So thank you for your time. Good luck to Shed 11, and we look forward to staying in touch. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.